But first, the furore around the use of the Opera House sails to promote the Everest Race Day has intensified over the weekend. After initially refusing Racing New South Wales' request, Opera House CEO Louise Herron was forced to accede to Premier Gladys Berejiklian, with the sails set to host images of the race tomorrow night. Now, a petition rejecting the Premier's move has garnered over 170,000 signatures, and thousands more are expected to protest in front of the Opera House sails tomorrow night. Daniel Butler was at the Opera House today to get the word on the street.
Last Friday, the Opera House CEO Louise Herron appeared on Alan Jones' 2GB program to defend the decision not to allow images of the Everest race day to be projected onto the famous sails. Mr. Jones disagreed with the move, a fact no one would have been uncertain of by the end of the interview. The broadcaster loudly hectored Ms. Herron, repeatedly interrupted her and told her she should be sacked. Just a day after the explosive interview, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian stepped in and forced Herron's hand, mandating that the Opera House display not just the colours of the jockeys, but horse numbers, an image of the trophy, as well as the Everest logo.
The Opera House is a wonderful national icon, and many promotions have been used on the sails in good taste, and I'm confident and comfortable that tomorrow night will be no exception to that.
Though Berejiklian stated that the negotiations had been in progress for months, the timing of the move led to accusations of submitting to Jones' heavy-handed intervention. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, also appeared on Jones' 2GB show this morning and supported the Premier's move.
It's not like they're painting it on there. I mean, it's some lights flashing up there for a brief moment in time, and that goes all around the world, and they do it for other things, and, you know, the Wallabies indeed and others. So, look, I just don't understand why we tie ourselves up in knots about these things.
A protest has been called for tomorrow night, in which attendants are encouraged to shine lights on the sails to drown out the racing images. Thousands have said they will attend. Today, I went to Sydney Harbour and stood in front of the famous sails to see what people had to say on the issue.
I think it's very unnecessary to take a landmark like this, which is Scandinavian and which represents music and peace and classical and family and good for tourists and the world can see it, and then make a mess out of it just because of greed. And because horse racing and everything else, when it comes down to that, I think this doesn't belong to the Opera House image.
Do you think horse racing's an okay thing to advertise on the Opera House?
Well, I'm not really a follower of horse racing myself, but, you know.
What about opera?
Opera? I'm not a follower of opera either. I mean, I like the arts, I like sport. So I don't see too much of a conflict, really. And as I say, it might encourage others to do a similar thing, but perhaps with a more artistic leaning. Who knows?
Yeah, of course it will. It's obviously going to attract more tourists into the area, and they're going to spend more money. So obviously it's going to boost the economy. Yeah.
Boah, das ist relativ schwer zu sagen. Also, ich würde
sagen,
für andere
it's hard to say. Other forms of advertising would be okay, but for horse racing, which affects a lot of problem gamblers, I'd say probably not. You can't always make the point that it's good economically. You've got to protect it from a cultural point of view, even if that sounds a bit old-fashioned.
I don't think advertising is the way to go. I mean, I like when they project things like, you know, origin colours when it's origin time and vivid when it's vivid time, but that's for everyone to look at, and some people don't agree with horse racing and some people don't agree with betting, so I think it's too strong a point of contention to be put up there. People come here to see it because it's beautiful and it's white and it's organic. But if they start, if someone's allowed to advertise and everyone's allowed to advertise, and it'll just be something different every day, and that would be a bit of a shame, I think.
As long as it doesn't promote gambling direct, I don't see a problem with it, because that's a big problem we have here, isn't it, really? But Aussies will bet on two flies crawling up a wall, won't they, they say.
True. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Wire reporter Daniel Butler got the view in front of the Opera House, and a snap poll that we've just conducted at 2SER on the website at the moment shows that the figures are strongly in favour of having the advertising on the Opera House.